Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Curtis Dieterding. The New Testament reading for today is from Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In this story taken from the first chapter of St. Matthew, we learn that the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Joseph was a just man, an upright man. Some translations describe him as a righteous man. Indeed, he was a good man who found himself in a bad situation. Joseph, desiring to keep himself right with the law of God, knew that something was not right with the woman he was betrothed to marry. He knew the law, and he knew the child Mary was carrying in her womb was not his. He also knew he couldn't just look away, and that he didn't want Mary to suffer the consequences of her situation. So he did what any respectful Jewish man would do. He resolved to divorce her. He wanted to do this right thing quietly so that Mary might escape the full extent of the law. Mary and Joseph's family was under fire. Because of our own preoccupation with people's mistakes, the breaking of God's law, indeed their sins, our families are under fire as well. We believe ourselves to be good people, and from that mindset, we are quick to point out and judge the sins of others. When others do not live up to the standards of God's law as we see it, we who believe ourselves to be upright and just make it our responsibility to point out other people's sin so they too can get right with God. It's in the Bible. But wouldn't you agree that among those who have come to believe and confess that Jesus is their Lord and Savior would recognize immediately when they have broken God's law? They might not always want to admit it out of shame and guilt, but they know they have fallen short of God's will. What people who are in a repentant state need most is not to be beat down even more with God's law, but rather shown mercy and grace and compassion. In the case of Mary, there was no need for repentance or forgiveness, for she broke no law. And yet, in the face of what looked to Joseph, a good and upright man, to be obviously against God's will, he demonstrates mercy and care. But for us, when we have obviously fallen short of God's will and are convicted by his law, we become burdened with our sin to the point of sorrow and repentance. And just like Joseph needed to hear a word from God to make the situation right, we too need to hear a word from God about what makes us right before Him. The word we need to hear is a word that assures us that God still cares about us and loves us in spite of our sin. That word is Emmanuel. That word is Jesus. God shows His ultimate care, compassion, and love for repentant sinners by coming into this world and living among us in the person of Jesus, whose God-given name reveals His very purpose while in this world, to save His people from their sins. It is that word that confronts and restores us back to God. The prophet proclaimed, "He shall be called Emmanuel," meaning God with us. And that is who the baby born in Bethlehem is. And following the angel's instruction, Joseph called his name Jesus. It is this name, Jesus, that becomes the name above all names, a name that brings forgiveness, salvation, and righteousness. Just as Joseph names God's son Jesus, so too our Lord sends us to name the one who saves us from our sins, the one who came to save all people from all sins. And so we name Him. We name Him in our witness to others. We name Him in our prayers. We name Him during our devotion. We name Him at work to share with others where we find our way through twists and turns in our lives in this world. We name Him when we pray for family and neighbors who are facing trials and pain. We name Him in our church family at the baptismal font and at His table where He feeds us through His very body and blood the forgiveness for which we long. This is our calling and our privilege as redeemed people of God. You shall call His name Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, in the midst of our sufferings for the sake of Christ, grant us grace to follow the example of the first martyr, Stephen, that we also may look to the one who suffered and was crucified on our behalf and pray for those who do us wrong. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.